you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. I'm Rob Artigo, guest host for this edition of Tough Things First. I'm a screenwriter and entrepreneur in California. And as always, I'm happy to be back again, Ray.
I'm likewise, Rob. Thanks for joining us.
Sure. Always, always fun. On another podcast, we talked about employee engagement, which apparently is remarkably low generally, and how a CEO can have a positive impact on that. And I'd like to tie engagement to morale and ask you this. What's the worst thing a CEO can do if the goal is to improve engagement and morale?
Well, you know, the thing I like the least, of course, is people who are whiners. They complain. That drives me absolutely bonkers. So how do we avoid or how do we minimize complaining is by having good communication. In other words, by making sure our employees understand the role and the mission of the company and what their particular role is.
Have you found in your experience that most employees really understand their roles or that it requires some help? I mean, sometimes people hire somebody and they go, all right, here's your job. It's like the old cannon concept, fire and forget, just fire and forget. You just throw them out there and go, okay, go. But I don't think it's always the case where I think most often it's not, where the employee doesn't always fully understand what they mean to the company and their real purpose intended by the managers who hired them.
That's a mistake of the manager. If your employee does not understand his role or his responsibility, that's the fault of the manager. The manager is the one that sits down with his employees on a regular basis, ask them how they're doing, how they like their job, you know, what can we do better? And don't wait until, you know, review time to sit down with your people. You got to do it on a regular basis, maybe once a week or at least twice a month. Sit down with each of them individually and just kind of get a little bit of a sense of their of how they're doing and how they like their work. And if they're not enjoying what they're doing, they're certainly not going to do a very good job for the company. So the best thing to improve company morale is to make sure your employees are engaged. And the more excited they are about their job, the more likely they will to come to work on time, that they won't be spending time on the radio or the TV streaming stuff or listening to music or taking walks. I mean, they just can't wait to get to work and be involved in the business of the company.
See, to me, that's what an engaged employee is. And I think an engaged employee is by nature someone who has a good. Yeah, right.
Employee.
The morale is high. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you're engaged and your morale is high, then your productivity is up there because you're, in fact, doing more oftentimes as an engaged employee than is required of you. You're just generally that much more productive.
You know, and what the manager will find is that the employee gets his work done on time. The work is done well. They seem to be happy. They're smiling. They're engaged. And that's the key as a manager when you're interfacing with your people is to look at their demeanor. Look at, do they look happy? Do they look contented and enthusiastic? Are they asking questions? Do they want to do more? Have they come to you and said, hey, is there something more I can do? Is there anything else I can help the company with? That indicates to me a happy employee.
How much more is an employee like that worth to a company than, and I'm not talking about financially how much you'd pay for that person, but I'm just saying, as an individual in the company, how much more is a person who is engaged with high morale than a person who just comes and does an adequate job, but
they get 20% more done. They get 20% more done. That's my experience is that the happy employee does 20% more than the unhappy employee.
What does the engaged, high morale employee get in return? Longevity? What is it in the company?
Absolutely. Less loyalty. I mean, you know, if you're loyal to the company will be loyal to you. I know that's not true in all cases, but that's the way it should be. You know, that if you're loyal, they're loyal. You're more likely to get promotions. You're more likely to get, higher, better reviews, you know, better merit increases. So you sow, so shall you reap. In other words, you put your whole heart into it, you're going to get in a return. Anyway, this is what I've observed in most cases.
Yeah, and let's not forget that the employees, in some cases, are managers in the chain of command. So those managers are employees as well. And managers, just like anybody else, can be disengaged and can have low morale. And the same things apply. I mean, same thing that can affect an employee who is working a data entry job at entry level and then versus somebody who's a mid-level manager. I mean, those same dynamics apply.
Absolutely. So, we're all employees, even the CEO is an employee. So, if you're not showing interest in your job, if you're not engaged, you're not going to be a very effective CEO. So, the way you tell how the morale is you can look at some indicators like turnover, how many people are leaving the company, and the reasons why they're leaving. And that's another way you can measure how the company is doing is look at the reasons that their employees are leaving. Look at how your projects are doing, how quickly they're getting done, just how people are engaged in talking to each other. The less hostility there is another indicator that things are going well. So, the happy workplace is a productive workplace.
Was it your own on-the-job experience or watching others try it and fail that really helped you understand what to do and what not to do when it came to engagement and morale?
Yes, absolutely. That's you learn through experience. So, in the 37 years that I was running Micrel, I got better and better at it every year. And so, that which you persist in doing, you will do better. You will improve.
Which is why we always ask people to return to toughthingsfirst.com and listen to the other podcasts, because it's somewhat of a master's class here at Tough Things First. And this podcast is just one part of it. You can subscribe to the podcast at toughthingsfirst.com. You can follow Ray at the Tough Things First on Facebook. And you can also follow your blog on toughthingsfirst.com, Ray. And you really get some interesting insights there as well. It's a continuing education process.
We're on LinkedIn and on Twitter too. I mean, LinkedIn is, we have a lot of people asking good questions and we're more than happy to answer those. So, feel free to get involved with us. Help us help you. That's the bottom line of Tough Things First.
Right, and refer a friend. Thanks again, Ray.
Thank you very much, Rob.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.